get to 65, welcome to a new chapter in your life where you'll have the energy and me time to enjoy family, friends, travel, whatever you want. But what about Medicare? It seems like someone tried to develop the most complex, opaque system to cover your medical needs as a senior. Good thing there's T65 and Beyond, your healthcare translator. And good thing this educational resource exists on the radio every week. Welcome to Medicare U. Here are your hosts, Andrea and Joe.
Good morning, class. Welcome. I should say good evening, class, by the time this airs.
Or whenever you're listening.
Our students and night school students. But welcome to Medicare U. How's everybody today?
Wonderful. And how are you, Joe?
Never been better. Spring is in the air.
I know. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yes.
I heard Bob over here saying that it's going to be a little snowy.
Yeah, we record this on Tuesday mornings, and Wednesday is supposed to be, we got this yo-yo weather going on, but tomorrow is supposed to be pretty wintry. There's snow in the morning.
Maybe I'll just
62 today.
62 today and barely in the 30s tomorrow, probably, right?
Yep. Yeah. It'll start out in the 40s, and it'll be in the 30s by the afternoon. Wacky weather.
It's upstate.
Well, they said if you don't like the weather, stick around for an hour. It'll change.
That's why we don't have flowers here at the radio station until after Mother's Day. That's kind of the...
All our tulips and everything are up, and they look so pretty, but they're getting a little weather-beaten with the rain, and so it's too bad. But, hey, springtime in Rochester.
That's right.
And before we start the show, you made a comment that we don't have speakers here in the studio, which got me to thinking. You know, when you ever watch the movies or TV when they're doing a radio show, nobody's wearing headphones.
I know.
Interesting.
And they're talking back and forth.
I never noticed that.
And you couldn't do that in reality. You need the headphones to hear what's going on.
Well, if you're going to listen to the phone calls or the programming, I mean, technically you don't need to have headphones unless you're running, the audio sources and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Doc Martin, if you've ever seen that series, it's on Amazon Prime and other, platforms. But they have a radio station in this little coastal Cornwall town in England, Radio Port Wen. And that was actually pretty accurate. The host was motioning to one of the guests in the studio because they got a call. She waved the headphones at her and said, you got to put on the cans, man, or you won't hear anything.
You ever hear of a TV show called Good Morning World?
Yes.
Okay, now that's mid-60s. They were two DJs in the
Jennifer
morning.
Jennifer Aniston, isn't it?
No, this goes way back. Ronnie Schell and Goldie Hawn made her first TV appearance.
Oh, wow.
1966 it was the year it came out.
Before Laugh-In?
Yes. I have the whole series on DVD. It lasted a season. But there were two morning DJs. But they'd come in, and it's like I'm watching them. They're throwing records on the turntable and just putting the arm on and no cue.
No cueing up.
No anything. And they're literally walking around the studio talking.
That's a good trick.
So you have to check that out. It's probably on YouTube. Good Morning World.
Very good. And
on that, Good Morning Class.
That's right.
And now it's time to get down to what we're here for.
That's right.
Let's open your books to page something or other.
There you go. You left us with some tidbits last week.
I did. And I wanted to start off by letting you know about a little nugget that happened last week, okay? This is an interesting story. Stop me if I've told you this before. I had a client of mine give me a call, and it started out where the insurance company is refusing to allow me to have a CT scan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound right because the CT scan that you are required to have is authorized by your doctor and you're in network and I don't know what the problem is. So we made a conference call, the client and I, to where she was going to have her CT scan. We were transferred over to the billing department, which I spoke with the billing person with the client on conference. Come to find out that it wasn't a situation where she was refused by the insurance company, okay? The situation was that the doctor that was requiring the CT scan didn't do the proper authorization to give to the insurance company in order for that to go through and it be approved. So there was no reason in the insurance eyes that this woman would require a CT scan. So there was no documented evidence that she required one. So they said, no, you're not going to get it. You aren't going to be able to book your appointment. Sorry, no go. So, all right, next up, we draft a letter to the, and this, the problem here is this individual had a memory issue that was identified in January. She went in January and was denied the CT scan. Then she tried again in March and was denied again. So that prompted her to call me in April. Okay. It's timely. We need to get on top of this thing. Okay. So I called. I didn't call the doctor. I wrote a letter to the doctor. And I also faxed a letter to the office citing that this particular patient of theirs is requiring a CT scan of the head that was required by the doctor, but the doctor has yet to produce the documentation to the insurance company in order for this to take place. What's the holdup? Obviously, it was important enough to have it done, but it not important enough to have the information provided to the insurance company. So they fell all, the doctor's office fell all over themselves. I asked for them to call the patient that was getting the CT scan to let her know that it was going to happen. Well, they called me at the office two times to say, we're terribly sorry. And the CT scan is approved. So I called my client and I said, you're all set to go on Friday. There will be no more holdups. You're all set. So she was so grateful.
What a great story that is. And I love the fact that the doctor's office called you.
I know. Right?
So, folks, that tells you, you know, when you go a little bit above and beyond, which is
yes.
what we do,
yeah,
we can help make things happen. You know, you tell me how the doctor, you know, didn't use the right wordage or whatever to,
right.
to let this happen. I'm reminded a lot of times there's billing issues for the same reason, right?
Yes.
They bill a different code?
Yes, that's correct. They check maybe a different box, or maybe the person entering it in sees the box a different way, enters in a different code.
And it goes round and round until,
exactly.
until you catch it. So, yeah, the paperwork sometimes. Now, another thing I just wanted to ask you, maybe you know and maybe you don't. My wife it went to the doctor back in March.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was for, but nothing, you know. Anyway, the bill came in, and they tell you, okay, so the doctor charged
yes.
$564.
Yeah.
The insurance paid $193.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else. And then naturally her copay was $10.
Yes.
But what does that mean? When they charge $543, does the insurance company step in and say, oh, no, we're not paying you $543 for this?
Exactly.
It's worth one. Oh, okay.
That's what it is, Joe.
All right. So, because
okay.
I get that myself sometimes, and I'm like, it's an outrageous number, but
yes.
then it says provider
yes.
Reimbursed.
Right.
And so they literally sometimes cut it in half or more.
Oh, exactly. And what if, what was it, $500 and some dollars? Well, what if your wife is with XYZ insurance company and then I'm with ABC company, but ABC company pays $200? So your wife's company pays less than my insurance company. So if the doctor undercut his rates and rate bill said, okay, it's going to be $150, then he'd lose out on the extra money my insurance company would be paying, because I have a insurance company that negotiated a greater rate.
Okay, so
than
that's
your company.
That's how that works. Now,
exactly.
Suppose she did not have any insurance, just basic Medicare.
Oh, okay.
She would pay 20% of that $500 and something?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Okay. What would happen is that the doctor would send the $500 bill to Medicare. Medicare would read the code and say, I'm sorry, that is only worth $200. Okay. Medicare would then say, we're going to pay 80% of the $200, and your wife is going to pay the remaining 20%. So
So it's all of this is negotiated.
Yes.
Does it behoove the doctor to say, let's charge $900? We know we're not going to get it, but is it based on a percentage?
No.
Of the okay.
It's not based on
so
anything.
So it's a flat rate.
Exactly. And that's exactly how it happens under 65, because they do it that way because there are some insurance companies that will reimburse greater than another insurance
okay.
company.
So just to be on the safe side, if they could pick up an extra $50 or $100.
Exactly. So they jack it up sky high. Okay. They inflate the cost in order to cover themselves just in case you get an insurance company that's going to net them a greater amount than they put out to bid.
Very good. Well, see, that's something inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. And Joe.
And thank you. And so when you see your bill, guys, you will get a statement from your insurance company.
Yes.
Always a good idea to look it over for two reasons. Make sure that the services were actually performed, okay, because by accident you could be charged for something, and not necessarily you. It goes to the insurance company, and they sent out a bunch of cash where it's not necessary, or just for your own. You see, well, wow, my insurance is helping me, or it's not. So a good idea to read those statements.
Absolutely.
But I often wondered, okay, a huge number on the left.
Right.
In the middle, it's cut down quite a bit. And
exactly.
Then it boils down to the copay of $10.
Yes. Okay. Now, we're going to take that a step further, because if it's a $500 charge by the doctor, Medicare's negotiated rate is maybe $100. Your wife's insurance company has negotiated their reimbursement rate higher than the Medicare reimbursement rate, okay? So that's how insurance companies have to work with the hospital systems. Your insurance company comes in and writes a contract on what their reimbursement rate is going to be. And it's going to be based off of the Medicare standard reimbursement rate. How much over that rate are they going to be asked to pay in order to establish that rate and establish the contract?
Well, that's how that works. Now, so when these insurance carriers want to negotiate, which is why we're having a problem, I'm thinking of one carrier in particular that cannot work with half of the...
Exactly.
The region here.
Exactly, Joe.
Okay, it's because of that.
Yes.
So the hospital's saying that we want 90%, and you guys are only going to give us 89%.
Exactly.
We're not going to do it.
Now, here's another problem. If one hospital system knows that the other hospital system is getting more money from that insurance company, then they, for their negotiated rate for reimbursement, then when they sit down to the table at another hospital system that they don't have a contract with, that hospital system is going to say, well, you are giving them this reimbursement rate. We want 10% higher than that reimbursement rate if you want our contract. So the problem there lies, if you go over the Medicare reimbursement rate, how much are you going to go over, and how much are you willing to buy that business? Yes, this is business, right?
It is. And I'm kind of reminding, I always go back to my roots in the car business, but pretty much it's, let's say on a Suzuki.
Okay, right.
It costs $175 to replace the water pump.
Yes.
That's flat rate. So you catch a good mechanic that can do that in 15, 20 minutes, he still gets paid the full $175.
Right.
And go on to the next car, and that's how
exactly.
you make a lot of money.
Yes.
So now, and, you know, this has happened with car warranties. I've had customers come back screaming because they went someplace, and whatever they charge for the repair, the insurance company says, oh, we don't pay that for cylinder repair.
Right.
So, and the customer would be stuck, you know, maybe having to pay an extra $700 or $800.
Yes, the balance
funny.
Bill.
Almost kind of the same type of thing.
It is. It is business. Okay, and if you're ever wondering why only one insurance company is in network with one hospital system, that's why, because they aren't able to reach a deal with that other hospital. So it's a negotiated rate. Now, What we're talking about is these Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare, however, has that standard rate. Now, the standard rate goes up and goes – sometimes it gets cut a little bit. But rarely does it change much, okay? Takes a lot of force in order to have an across-the-board increase on Medicare reimbursements. That is for classic Medicare, the 80-20 card, okay. Your red, white, and blue card. However, Medicare Advantage plans, because of the way they're designed, because they need to negotiate, they're paid more. Remember, they're paid a five-star plan gets $1,000 a month per person. That goes in the bucket, okay? They might have to get more for paying more to, for their position at the hospital because they reimburse more. Now, interesting, another study that we'll get into next week, there was a study done and proposed to Congress in March of this year based upon how much more Medicare is charged for Medicare Advantage plans. It's 22% more that the federal government pays to run Medicare Advantage plans versus standard Medicare. And more people now are in Medicare Advantage plans than they are in classic Medicare.
So Medicare actually pays more?
Yes.
To support these Advantage plans?
Yes.
Plus the fact that they do send all these carriers a certain amount every
yes.
month per subscriber.
Right.
Well, that's huge. But that 22% is kind of crazy.
Well, the 22% is what their average spending is.
Would they not be better off covering the Medicare person 100% and save 2%?
Thank you.
Oh, it must be a strong insurance lobby somewhere.
Well, this is going to get interesting because there's some proposals on how to make this work. And some are saying, well, you know, we got this, we got that. And we'll get into that next week. But that was interesting to find out we have more people in Medicare Advantage plans than we do in the classic fee-for-service Medicare. So right now it's over 50%. And we're spending 22% more on those people in those plans than we are on the fee-for-service. So what is going to happen next in the world of Medicare? We got some problems here because it's slated to run out of money in 2031.
Well, mismanagement like this. I have a proposal. I'm going to send you to Washington.
Well,
and again, what do you got? People that are clueless on what they're even
exactly.
legislating.
Now, President Trump did say, well, there's plenty of things we can cut in Medicare. Well, yeah, we're paying 22% more in Medicare Advantage
that's
plans.
That's fascinating. I had no idea. Here yeah. I thought these Advantage plans are helping Medicare by not having to come up with these costs.
No. They're actually costing the federal government and the American people more. So we've got to come up with a way to fund those plans more or change the way we are styling the plans, which means what's going to happen, Joe, is if they tighten up on that 22% and dial that back to, okay, they're only going to be spending 15%, that means premiums are going to rise. Benefits are going to go down.
Of course.
Okay.
Bob, you look mystified. Are you surprised?
Don't tell me. any way out of this, any exit ramp is going to hurt. Who's going to pay for this? Go look in the mirror, folks.
Yes. Bob is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
And to help you people out there navigate through this swamp and craziness, we are T65 and beyond.
We are.
And we are Medicare brokers.
Yes.
And we're happy to share our knowledge with you, help you go through this system.
Hey, real quick, tell them what being a broker means. Why is that significant?
Okay, being a broker means that we cover various lines of insurance. We're not just narrowed down to one particular carrier. So when we meet with you to discuss Okay, we can explore many different options for you. Okay, we're not going to try and shoehorn you into a particular plan.
No.
We'll go for the one that's going to suit you best.
Exactly.
And I think I did a good explanation there.
You did.
But I'm going to leave the phone number up to you.
All right. It's 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. And that our topic I was just talking about wasn't the topic I came in with. That's actually for next week. But isn't that interesting?
That really is. And again, I was my thinking was the opposite, that these
yes.
Advantage plans are helping. So
yeah.
On that note, digest that, folks. We'll take a break. Be right back.
And right now, Joe's going to tell us what this song is. Big favorite in the Detroit market. Regional hit, Detroit, Cleveland, Toledo.
Hear me, girl. You tell me you love me, but you've been seen with somebody else. Hear me, girl. You tell me
I don't know the title. I'm going to take a stab at the singer.
Hey,
Otis Redding.
No, no. Oh, Otis was more like Memphis, the South, and stuff.
Definitely Motown. He stumped me.
Yep. It's, well, actually, it's, Ashford and Simpson were involved in this group. They're the Precisions. If this is love, I'd rather be lonely. You're listening. It does have kind of a Motown sound to it.
Absolutely.
But it's not Motown. It's on Drew Records.
That's a golden nugget that you dug up.
Yeah, absolutely. 1967, I think. All right, more to come here on Medicare U from T65 and beyond and the WYSL stations.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and child care, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
All right, Joe, this time we're going to go a little easier on you. This is at least was a national hit.
My eyes are closed, but yet they see the beauty of your love.
I know this. This I have heard many times.
I know you know this.
Though you're not here, you're not far away.
On the Buddha sub-label Hot Wax, okay?
You can hear me say.
Flaming Embers?
Yes.
I give my love to you.
Mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, and soul. I like this group. They did a great song called Westbound Number 9.
Yeah, I was going to try to stump you with that one, but now I know you know it.
That's embedded in my DNA. I remember this song. Very pretty.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Gave it away when he said Hot Wax. Where have I seen that?
I gave him one clue too many, folks. All right, back to Medicare U now.
Landry, let's start the segment off by giving our number.
That's a good idea. It's 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. Now, I got a couple nuggets about President Biden. He's been on the bandwagon of touring, okay? Presidential campaign and
so
all that stuff.
Easy to hear his messages.
Oh, they just are
right out there.
Well, the first one he's touting last week was cap on senior prescription drug spending, okay? Now, he said that seniors...
Did he say it without slurring?
All right. I'm sorry. Beginning in 2024, no matter how much their prescription drugs costs are, they'll never have to pay more than $2,000 a year, no matter what. Okay? That's what President Biden said in regards to Medicare recipients for 2024. That actually is false, okay? Because the cap on $2,000 doesn't happen until 2025, okay? Now, in 2024, your cap is going to be closer to $3,000. So that was misquoted. Also, what's misquoted is that $2,000 in 2025 is not going to be the cap forever. Every year it's going to raise. So it's not assured that no matter what, you're only going to spend $2,000. It will incrementally raise from 2025 on. So that's just a what do you call that?
Tossing this out to people and think how wonderful it is. And then in 2026, they'll start screaming.
Exactly.
Our costs are going up.
Now, remember the insulin. Remember the insulin one where people on insulin are paying $400 a month? That's not true. Okay? It's $400 a year. Okay? Yeah. That is not me doing that research. I looked that one up because that seems kind of high. Who are they talking about?
This is coming from somebody that doesn't really know the difference between an hour, a week, or a month. Okay? So
who's – I'm sorry. I was doing something else here for a minute. Who's saying $400 a week or
– $400 a month spending on insulin. President Biden.
Well, that's not surprising.
Well – and because he's touting the fact that...
He also thinks his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I mean, what can I tell you?
How can people work with this guy?
They can't. I mean, from all the reports that I've gotten, he's absolutely death on staffers. He's horrible. Oh. Horrible to work with.
Well...
Could it be, you know, Dr. Jill? She's a genius.
Oh.
Is she advising him on this and how this can work?
Well, and I my message is just take it with a grain of salt because they're saying things that are not true, like Trump wants to cut Medicare, and Joe and I just had that discussion on what Medicare is spending on Medicare Advantage plans, and yeah, maybe there is a cut that could be made there that would produce some good effects on not spending.
Right. People are, they only hear cut.
Yes.
They don't understand what is being cut and will it affect me. Okay.
Right.
Sometimes we have confused cut with streamline.
Yes.
And, but again, you hear cut. See, I tell you that Republicans and, you know, an uninformed public, the media will absolutely not correct any of this or tell you what's going on.
Not in the least.
I would love to just have somebody raise their hand and say, so $2,000 is the cap. How do we get to that and what?
Yes.
And who's paying the difference?
Exactly.
He'd say, I don't know that one.
That's a good question, he'd say.
Yeah. And I'm glad you reminded me of it. Let me get KJP on it. It's terrible. And this is the mess we're in. So, you know, guys, politics is one thing, but, you know, use your head, you know, when you vote this time and think, is this person really looking out for me or going to make things better? Or are we headed for more chaos?
Yeah, stop reelecting these people. Congress, local, local state elections.
True.
Stop voting for Kathy Hochul.
It's amazing.
Why do you think the state is in a jackpot?
We're in a mess. These protests, anti-Semitic protests, are terrible. And yet, the people that they're targeting are the strongest Democrat donors and supporters.
I know.
In the country. Wake up. Why are you supporting these people that basically hate you and are not standing up for you? Enough said. I didn't really get going on that.
I know. It makes me scratch my head.
And make sure you vote. Just get out there, folks, and vote.
And
register and vote. Take friends to the polls with you. Don't sit it out.
The other thing I want people to do is question these nuggets that they keep throwing out.
It all sounds great. Just like the student loan forgiveness. You throw these things. Oh, it's wonderful. And you look at the consequences or the costs of these things and what's happening. You know, you just toss it out. Again, make people feel good.
Unattainable.
It really can't.
Loans. No loans are ever forgiven.
No.
Every loan gets paid by someone. Maybe not by you. And with the student loans, all that is redistribution. That's just now we have to pay for, stockbrokers who make $5 million a year for their kids' educations. We have to chip in now.
Well, think about this. If I get my student loan forgiven, okay, I've got to report that as income on my tax return.
You think they will? I hope they do.
You ever thought of that, folks?
I hope they do. I hope they do.
My accountant, my husband, told me that.
It's good. It's ordinary income.
Yes.
You know what? That could be a way of getting the money back to a degree.
I don't know.
No, but these knuckleheads won't pay the tax. They'll be delinquent for years.
It's true.
You know, here's a proposal. Okay, I'm a crazy old guy that just spent way too much money to drive a Cadillac, and I put additions onto my house, and I didn't know what I was doing. And, you know, now I'm in debt.
Right.
Can you help me?
No.
Why?
Why?
You don't feel bad?
No, I don't feel bad. You made some bad decisions.
I'm a victim.
Yes.
I'm a victim of wanting to live a better life.
Yeah, you were duped, duped into it by all the sexy Cadillac ads on TV.
I was.
Oh.
You know, and
yes.
We just wanted to double the size of our house.
For what reason? Because we wanted to. Yeah.
And now we're stuck with a mortgage again. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not fair. You have to make those mortgage payments.
It's really not. At my age, come on. You know how many mortgage payments I've made in my life?
You've paid enough.
Does it ever
end? You've paid enough, Joe.
Yep, it stops.
And I want my neighbors to chip in.
Yeah.
Because after all, I made an improvement in the neighborhood.
That's true.
With my additions.
That's true. And it is a beautiful Cadillac that you park in your driveway.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I love having you across the street from me.
Yeah, there you go. So, we'll correct the Cadillac misconception that I don't want people to think I'm cruising around in a Caddy.
Nah.
But this is the same kind of thinking that goes on with, quote, student loan forgiveness, unquote. So you got a degree in basket weaving and it cost you $200,000. Well, that was a pretty dumb thing to do if you researched it.
Go after the school that gave you the degree. Hold them accountable if you're crying that you can't make money. Even if they did means test it on an individual basis, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you can't afford to pay back your student loan, but I'm looking that you took 3 trips to Aruba.
Thank you.
Okay? You bought a brand new SUV.
Right.
And you're living in mom's basement.
Yes.
What are we doing here? Why do I need to help you?
What did you do with all the COVID money you were given? You could have paid some of that to the student loan.
Well,
I'm asking hard questions.
I was frightened into spending that COVID money.
Gotcha. Oh.
When I was living in Tennessee, I was 30 years old, and I decided I wanted to go to law school. So I went to the University of Tennessee as a land-grant university, so there was no tuition.
Okay.
So I got a law degree for $2,600, including books and student fees, because that was what I could afford.
Right. And you did it smart.
I didn't. I've never had $1 of school debt, ever.
Right. Now, I went to college with a lot of people who went into the RTCO program so that they could have their college education paid for or paid in half.
What's RTCO?
That was when
ROTC.
ROTC. Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, sorry.
Yep. And no, there were different things. You tried to, you know, you worked
right
when you were in school. You know, in all fairness, okay, I guess percentage-wise, it wasn't as crazy tuitions as it is now. You know, if you dollar for dollar, maybe it was a little bit more affordable back then, but I don't know. Now, see, I was very, very blessed that I had parents that paid 100%. I didn't.
They planned ahead for you.
Yeah, and they just said, do good in school.
But they didn't expect their neighbors down the street to pay for your college.
No, they did not. And, you know, a tribute to my parents. My dad one time, I said, what if I wanted to stay in school till I was 35?
Oh, geez.
And he told me, he goes, as long as you're doing good in school, I don't care if you stayed in school till you're 50. I would pay.
Wow.
No kidding.
So
wow.
How's that? Yeah. So,
does he want to adopt me?
Can I have his number?
There you go. So that's a wonderful, you know, not everybody's blessed. It was, you know, very fortunate for my brother and I. But,
very nice.
And so
very
they nice. Sacrificed to do that for us.
They did.
Nobody knows to sacrifice anymore. And I want to say even back in the 70s, I think I did look back and say, well, you know, how much money can I expect to earn or, you know, something? Is it worth my while or should I just go into, you know, the construction business or something? But nobody is asked these questions. Now I see in Florida, and they're way behind the times, they have a Taylor Swift course.
No.
Of course they do.
So how's that to help your degree? You can become a Swiftie. And they announced this is, again, in Florida, but I guess they're behind because even Harvard has a Taylor Swift.
Now, that'll improve your job prospects.
Absolutely.
Oh, jeez.
You can get a degree in Taylor Swift, maybe. And
whoa. Now, why aren't we – well, we should really be promoting trades more. I think that going into a trade is really
absolutely
what you should be doing.
Have you checked what these trades are paying?
I know.
Well, the only revenge you can get on these elitists is when their plumbing breaks.
That's right.
Go to their house and charge them $250,000 to replace their pipes.
Right,
well,
there you go.
Being a mechanic or a plumber today is like the elevation status of a doctor.
There's a lot to be said. I had a good client. I won't mention his name, but really well known for many, many years in the business, in the trades. And he said, I cannot find anybody.
That's
right. To hire. And we're talking, this is back 5-6 years ago, an apprenticeship starting at $40,000 a year.
Yes.
Which is probably now at least 60. That's to walk in the door. And
a machinist, they make six figures.
Just to start.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. Start a career off.
So,
and they have good benefits, which leads me to my next subject.
Yes.
HRAs. Ah, how's that?
I like that. Okay. I like that. So what is an HRA?
An HRA is a health HSA. I'm sorry.
Okay.
HSA is a health savings account. Now, typically, if you're in a good paying job, you're going to have health care benefits. So those health care benefits are probably going to be including a high deductible plan that you are going to enroll in. And your company is going to contribute to your healthcare savings account, and you can contribute to your health savings account. So how do you use that to your best ability? Now, you have a great story about your HSA and how you accumulated money, and starting early is really the key to this.
That's my one regret, where I worked, and you know her.
Yes.
You couldn't ask for a better HR
person. She is phenomenal.
Amazing. And really looked out for everybody and gave advice. You should do this. And my mistake, I was afraid, okay, because high deductible at that time was like $5,000. And we're going back a few years now for myself and $5,000 for my wife. And I got to eat this $10,000 so I would pay the higher premium. And she said, you know, instead of that, put it in an HSA. It'll cover your deductibles. And I'm like, well, the last straw. Okay, but with such a ridiculous increase, for some reason I want to say it went from $170 a week to $280, or it's almost $300 a week, coming off the top, you know. And this is nuts. And if I went with a high deductible, it was half. It was like $160, so it even went down from what I was paying before. And I said, you know what? Let's do this. But here's what I'm going to do. Instead of paying the $300, okay, let's make it $270. And the difference, just put in an HSA for me. Opened up an HSA. Canada Egg National, I think, is the one that does most of them here.
Right.
But very simple to do. You can do it through your employer. And I'll tell you what, that money accumulated very quickly. You know, and within a year, I didn't, you know, I had enough to at least cover the deductibles. And, you know, I think if I had done this three or 4 years earlier, because here's the beauty of an HSA, guys. It does help pick up your health care, but it's also, it's not something that you have to use.
Right.
Okay. You're accumulating money in an account.
Mm-hmm.
And how nice if you start at an HSA at the age of 30.
Exactly.
You could probably have well over $1 million in this thing by the time you retire. Cover a lot of your medical needs.
Oh, absolutely.
And just to have that money. So I cannot say enough about it.
Right.
I tell, of course, the people I'm talking with, it's too late for them.
They do have young children.
People, yes.
They have children, and the message needs to get out.
And, you know, it just goes back. Almost the same thing if, you know, I wish I'd listened to my mother was big on saving money, and I wasn't. But, you know, she would say, even put away $10 a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a start, and it
accumulates.
And when I got my first 401k,
mm-hmm.
all right, I was like, oh, okay. I think I started out with 5% contribution. Didn't even notice it.
Went you don't.
And I increased it, you know, 10%, 12%. And you don't miss what you don't
exactly,
see.
Exactly, Joe. So, exactly.
Which is why government sucks all the money out of your paycheck before you get it.
Right. That's right. I remember Rush Limbaugh one time had said, you know, if they what you should do is when you go to the bank to cash your paycheck, they take the cash right out of your hands to go towards your taxes.
Yes.
So you can actually
really
physically see it.
See it.
Yes.
Yes.
And you might think a little bit differently of it. You know, and the same thing goes even when people, maybe they're a little bit more astute now, but you remember the days, nobody really cared about what their medical bills were.
No, they didn't.
You know, they went to the doctor. Oh, because everybody had the Cadillac plans back then. And
exactly.
I don't care if this doctor charges $10,000 for a throat exam.
Things weren't so inflated then.
No. And so people kind of didn't care. You know, and now people are trying to, you know,
very aware.
Right. See what's going on. But again, that HSA, folks, if we've got younger listeners out there. If you don't have it, go to your HR department tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And inquire about it.
Well,
you won't regret it.
My story is exactly like yours, Joe, and I wish I had done this years ago, because when my premium doubled, I was like, this is insane. My benefits stayed the same, and the benefits between a HSA high deductible plan and a regular copay plan are going to be the same. The only difference is the deductible and the premium. You're not going to get extra benefits.
No,
That's the thing of it.
You know, you either pay that $6,000 up front.
Yes.
Okay, or you have you know, just in copays, lower copays, but
exactly. So I am in your camp now. I am contributing to an HSA. So the question is, what do you spend your HSA on if you do need to spend it on? So I've got some information that you can do what to spend on. It's IRS qualified medical expenses, okay, acupuncture, artificial limbs, artificial teeth, okay, chiropractor, crutches, braces, dental treatment. Everybody's worried about dental, and this is a great way.
You could get implants.
Yes.
With an HSA.
Exactly.
You're not restricted.
No. Insulin, you can pay for your insulin. So there we go with President Biden again. All right. Medical records charges. You could take that off. Orthotics. Everybody's worried about maybe they're in. I had a person ask me, well, can I pay for my daughter's, will this plan pay for my daughter's boot or the arch support she needs to play soccer? And I'm like, no, that's not going to be paid for by your plan. But it would have been paid for by your HSA. Now, you can use it for common over-the-counter items, okay? Antacids, allergy, sinus, eye drops, you know, antifungal, lice control therapy.
You know, now I lost my train of thought with that. It'll come back. Oh, you could use this money again towards any type of medical.
Yes,
and you're not restricted. I wish I had such a brilliant thought. It just flew
I'm
out
so
of my
sorry.
Head.
I had to hit you with the lice.
It's being a senior,
it'll come back to me, and I'll make a point because
it was my lice comment.
That could be. And on that, I think we better take a break. Give that number one more time.
We'll let Joe percolate on what he was thinking about for a minute. At the same time, he recalls this song.
I love you. So is this person's name in this song?
No.
Okay, then it's... Stop with Camel.
There you go. He's got it.
1967.
Like yep.
That's pretty cool. Hello.
Boy, Snoopy was getting a lot of play back in the late 60s. In between Royal Guardsman and here's the Stop with Camel now. I wonder if Charles Schulz sued these guys, too.
Was James Taylor part of this?
You know, I don't know.
I think of Sweet Dreams and Flying Machines, and there was some reference to either a record or
really
a groupie hit.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
I had that thought coming in my mind.
We'll have to Google that. Joe will pick up the thread of his thought coming up after here at the break on Medicare U from WYSL at T65 and beyond. Their phone number would be, Andrea?
It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
And we'll be right back. Debunking advertising from the Law Office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the Law Office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney. Car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and childcare, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
Another stubber, maybe. We'll find out.
Where were you when I needed you? Grassroots, 1966. This is their first entry into Top 40.
Yes. Also, my favorite song by them.
Oh, I love this song. This song has a little bit of a history. Someone else did this prior to the Grassroots.
Really?
And I don't know if it was a demo or it was the Grassroots minus something. There's another version of this song.
Ah, I'll have to check that out.
But this is amazing. Oh, I love this. Went out and bought this record at Jay's Record Ranch. Best 79 cents I spent that year.
Tiny, tiny little record store on South Clinton. Here's a hook. Love the electric piano with it.
Very cool. And the words. Use this song against every girlfriend that ever right jilted here. Me back in the day.
And the beauty was, Joe and I could play it on the radio and dedicate it to her in public.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
Be nice to me, little girl.
I love this.
All right, back to the show now.
Okay, and my thought did come to me, okay, and it was if you could use your HSA to pay, because a lot of people, if you have a supplement plan, it can be kind of costly.
Yes.
Can you use some of the HSA money to pay down your supplement?
No, it can't be used for your premium, but you can use your HSA for your Part B premium. Okay, you can't use it for your medical plan premium, but for your Part B. All right, now
so you can reimburse yourself.
Yes,
for what?
Well, the 174.40 or 177. What is it? 70 this year.
Mm-hmm.
You can reimburse yourself for that out of your HSA. Okay, now there are some people that make over and above and are paying more than $174.70. They're maybe paying $300 to $400 per person for their privilege of being in Part B. They can submit and get reimbursed for that. So that immediately cuts down on their medical costs.
That's great to know. And I don't know if we touched on this in the past, but any chance, how would an HSA work for seniors if they would allow such a thing?
It would work the same way, all right? You could, you would, like you said, Joe, it doesn't take much. It could take $50 a month that you could put into your HSA plan, okay, HSA bank, and they could reimburse themselves the money that the federal government takes out of your Social Security to pay for Part B, $174.70, you could reimburse yourself that money from that month from your HSA account. Okay, now if you're required minimum distributions, if you didn't need to spend it on something, you could put that in your HSA account. That HSA account would be used for dentures, for implants, for upgrading your hearing aids.
Absolutely. And we might ease some of the strain off of the Medicare.
Yes.
You know what? We should call it Potato Representative ours. Say, why don't you introduce legislation?
Well, I am planning on drafting a letter after I read what the 22% more that Medicare Advantage plans are costing us, and why not allow seniors to contribute to their HSAs in order to offset the cost? Because there's some talk about combining the cost of Part A and Part B together. So they're looking at charging for Part A.
Oh, boy.
Right. And they're looking at possibly capping Medicare at a max out of pocket. Okay. So we do have now high deductible plans. I'm thinking that's the future of seniors.
And that's why you want to call Medicare U, T65
right,
and beyond, and give them that phone number one more time.
It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. Now, these are all progressive ideas that are on the table that they're being talked about down in Congress. I'm not making this stuff up. I actually have done my research. So this is more like a community service that we're providing. But we're knowledgeable, and we can provide this for individuals who come to us and want to know more and want to explore their health care plans.
Now,
we're more than just brokers.
Yes. And before we end the show, real quick, there's flex spending cards.
Yes.
You kind of want to avoid that if you can, right?
You do, because that's a user to lose it.
So if I put money into one and I don't use it, it's gone.
That's right.
So HSA is the way to go, guys. Flexible spending cards are nice. Some employers are offering them.
Oh, and they're very valuable.
Right, and it's not out of pocket for you.
No.
But I guess you could probably put into a flexible account if you wanted.
You can't. I don't think you can add to it. I think that's something that the employer says, okay, we're going to offer you a flexible spending account. You must submit the receipts in order to get reimbursement from that. But I remember doing that and getting my dental paid for and getting my prescriptions reimbursed, eyeglasses, the whole litany of things.
And I remember where I worked, a lot of younger guys didn't need it. And so come October, November, they'd say, you want to buy my flex spending card? It's worth $500 and give it to you for $300 cash.
Nice.
Sweet.
And you could use it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the show. I know that – thanks, guys. I know that Joe wanted to go out with the song Mark Denning, Top 40 News, Weather, and Sports. This was a follow-up. He had that tragedy song, Teen
yes.
Angel,
mm-hmm.
about the girl dying in his arms. There was a lot of that going around in the early 60s. Then they came out with this really clever, very entertaining song about a guy doing his homework.
And you know what? Before you start it, guys – pay attention to the words. I think you'll get a big kick out of it.
Yeah.
Most of us are older to remember the people that he sings
if
about.
If you remember the politics of 1961, enjoy this.
There you go.
Last night I was getting my homework up and listening to my radio. I was kind of sleepy but was writing my theme while I was digging my DJ show. It was top 40 news and weather and sports, and I was writing on current affairs. Next morning when I got up to read my theme, you should have seen all the classroom stare. Cause I had a new rumba, I'm doing the rumba to the tune of the Blue Tango. I had a bum on all the snowman hunters, bringing in Fidel Castro. I had President Ike up at the mic, singing Roy Lonesome Tonight. I had the UN lost in a snow out west, and a cruise chair squealing, you talk too much. And there was Brenda Lee running track for state, and there was Kennedy giving a station break, and the guys down at Canaveral were shoveling snow. Giving that